Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. Having been invited by President Macron, Donald Trump and his wife have arrived in Paris this morning on their first official French visit. They will take part in Bastille Day celebrations alongside the French Premier on the Champs-Élysées tomorrow. The two heads of state will hold a meeting at 3:30 this afternoon at the Hôtel des Invalides before a formal dinner at the Eiffel Tower. On a visit seen as highly symbolic, the US president is also commemorating the centenary of the American entry into World War I. The magazine Paris Match is embroiled in controversy today after it was revealed that the latest edition will publish previously unseen photographs of the terrorist attack in Nice, including one of the lorry hurtling into the crowds of people celebrating Bastille Day. The magazine is due to publish images taken from video surveillance cameras positioned along the Promenade des Anglais under the context of the French Revolution and modern terrorism. These images are still under seal. The Public Prosecutor's Office in Paris has demanded the withdrawal of the issue in question for the sake of the victims' dignity and to spare their relatives any further distress. The case is being examined at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Those heading off on their summer holidays may already have their travel plans disrupted, as pilots from the low-cost airline HOP, which is a subsidiary of Air France, have voted to strike over their working conditions. One out of three flights have been cancelled, and the industrial action may last until Tuesday. In other travel news, road agency Bison Futé have reported delays on the roads as people head off for the long weekend. A red traffic alert is in place and disruption is expected to be at its worst around major cities and roads leading down to the Mediterranean. It's ladies' semi-finals day at Wimbledon. The Spaniard Garbine Muguruza faces the Slovak Magdalena Rybarikova at 2 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, Venus Williams, the 11th seed, takes on British player Johanna Konta, who is world number 7. And finally, cyclists battling for the Tour de France crown left the town of Pau a short while ago. They are heading towards Peyragudes and are expected to arrive at around 5 o'clock this afternoon, after cycling a distance of 214 kilometres through the Pyrenees. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.